RNIB Scotland, Cricket Scotland and Scottish Disability Sport have teamed up to organise an adaptive and inclusive cricket event for blind and partially sighted people in Scotland of all ages. And joining me to tell us more is RNIB's Community Connection Coordinator, Connor Joseph. So thanks for joining me, Connor. So tell us more about the event. When and where is it taking place?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got our cricket event coming up later this month. So it's going to be taking place on Saturday, the 27th of April. And it's in the morning from around 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And that is over at Glasgow Club Bella Houston, which is essentially the sports centre at Bella Houston Park. And yeah, as you say, it's welcome for all ages, skill levels, experiences and sight levels to come along and attend and try out some cricket.
RNIB are well known for being big supporters of blind sports, but how did the partnership with Cricket Scotland and Scottish Disability Sport come about?
This came about from a community members themselves. We've had a chap who was quite keen into cricket around 15 years ago, but just due to his sight loss, he's not been able to participate in the sport. So he's really approached us to discuss opportunities and look at ways that he can get back into playing the sport again. So we've teamed up with some of these other organisations who can potentially support with this. Cricket Scotland have an accessibility lead, so they will be organising, making adaptations and accommodations so that all of our sight impaired service users can access the sport again. And yeah, the Scottish Disability Sport really keen this year as well to get more involved in visually impaired sports and have been helping to promote the event as much as possible.
And what do you have planned for the actual day itself?
Yeah, absolutely. It will be dependent on the kind of age range that we have turning up on the day, whether we split it into two groups or not. But essentially, it'll be a bit of fun and a bit of a taster day to try out cricket. Even if you've had quite a bit of experience before, it's open to all skill levels. So it'll be a level playing field just to get a feel for the game through kind of various test matches, I suppose, in the morning. Maybe a proper game towards the afternoon if we have the time to do so. And based on the reception and the attendance for the event, we will hopefully look to get a regularly meeting club set up as well, as we don't actually have a visually impaired cricket club in Scotland at all. It's all based in England, which obviously isn't ideal for some of our service users who are keen to get involved but can't travel.
And days like this can be great for everyone's mental health too, can't it? Meeting different people, with the added bonus of fresh air and some light exercise.
Absolutely. We've always got lots of different events and activities going on, so it's a great opportunity just to socialise, meet friends that you've maybe not seen for a wee while as well. We had a sports day earlier on at the start of this year, and it was a great chance just to meet up with everyone and even for ourselves, network with other organisations and local groups who can provide support. So it's a great chance just to kind of meet other people and, as you say, improve your mental health as you're able to get out and about and you're not stuck in the house all the time.
And if any sighted players want to go along as well, they can get an opportunity to wear the simulation glasses.
Yep, that's exactly right. You have people come along with their friends, carers, etc. We're keen for them to get involved as well with sim specs and blindfolds. Make a level playing field, also just do a bit of awareness raising in terms of what it's like to have sight loss yourself and the challenges that comes along with that.
If anyone's online or using social media, how can they find out more, Connor?
Ourselves, the other organisations like Cricket Scotland and Scottish Disability Sport will be posting up on our social medias. So you're welcome to share any posts that you see or post about it yourself as well. And you're also feel free to get in touch with us if you need any kind of support in terms of the sign-ups. And there is a kind of form that you can go through to sign up for the event. But I know that's not always accessible for everyone, so we're keen to help out as much as we can.
Well, best of luck to everyone involved. And as you say, it'd be great to get a club going up in Scotland. Hopefully some of our listeners are inspired to go along and give it a try. RNIB Scotland's Connor Joseph, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Yeah, thanks, Barry.